as before. Just starting by taking a nice, luxurious, deep breath. Release. Just taking a moment to tune into our motivation. May we develop, sharpen the blade of discriminating awareness of prajna to investigate the nature of reality, to see through the illusions that cause us unnecessary suffering, so that we may be able to liberate as many beings as possible from the illusions that cause them unnecessary suffering. And so, just for a few minutes, again, noticing, receiving the tactile sensations of breathing in the body, resting our attention in those sensations. And again, with each exhale, releasing tension in the body and mind. Really letting your breath find its own natural rhythm without controlling it at all. As you let your attention settle in the space of the body, just noticing, registering all these little sensations. See if you can bring a subtle kind of curiosity. Are any of these me? Is anything I see in this space, the space of the body, is it me? An unchanging self. rather than trying to answer that question by thinking about it, to look very closely at your experience, like a scientist looking through a microscope. I encourage you to look especially in that area of the body that you feel that's where I am seated, that you feel most identified with, whether that's the head or the heart or whatever. Look especially there. Do you feel any sense of fear or uneasiness as you do this investigation? Go gently. You find something that feels like me. Can you identify what about this tells me that it's me? Does it have any characteristics of an unchanging self? If you indeed fail to find such a self, stay with that experience of unfindability. No need to fill it in with something else. Just stay there. And then slowly we can move towards the domain of the mind. A space of awareness and the thoughts and emotions, desires, images arising in that space. With a sense of witnessing awareness, not interfering with anything, totally relaxed. What do you observe? Looking at each thought that arises, is this me? More importantly, that awareness, that which is aware of these thoughts, is this me? Is this an unchanging self? Or is this just awareness? Look closely. Is there anything about this awareness that tells you that it's a self, a person, rather than just awareness? And then, as we slowly bring our session to a close, let's dedicate whatever positive qualities we've developed together today through these four practices. May they enable us to fully awaken to our potential, our Buddha potential, in order to be of lasting value to every living being without exception, to help them also awaken to their full Buddha potential. May the supreme bodhicitta that has not yet grown begin to grow, and that which has begun to grow may it increase unceasingly for the welfare of sentient beings.